Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, peace, freedom, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I'm featuring NARD 16, the 16th annual National Animal Rights Day. This worldwide event is being held June 7th, 2026. NARD is held the first Sunday in June every year. Now I'm going to list all the countries and cities participating in NARD 16, June 7th, 2026. And then after this, we'll be joined by Alice D., the organizer for the San Francisco chapter of NARD 16. NARD events are being held in Zagreb, Croatia, three cities in France, two cities in Germany, Athens, Greece, Budapest, Hungary, eight cities in Italy, Valletta, Malta, Podgorica, Montenegro, Oslo, Norway, three cities in Poland, Lisbon, Portugal, Bucharest, Romania, Madrid, Spain, Emholt, Sweden, Zurich, Switzerland, eight cities in the United Kingdom, four cities in Canada, five cities in the United States, Mexico City, Mexico, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Accra, Ghana, Sandu, Kenya, Calabar, Nigeria, Muzanz, Rwanda, Kampala, Uganda, Kizomba, Zambia, 19 cities in India, 5 cities in Japan, Kathmandu, Nepal, Manila, Philippines, Colombo, Sri Lanka, 4 cities in Australia, Christchurch, New Zealand. Much thanks to all the volunteers of National Animal Rights Day, and congratulations on the 16th annual National Animal Rights Day, NARD 16. Happening worldwide, June 7th, 2026. Before we start the interview with Alice D., let's hear this full song, May All Beings Live Happy and Free. By Lady Peace, Sister Soul, and Grateful Airplane.
Together in one family, every creature longing simply to be free. May all beings live happy and free. May all beings live happy and free. From the mountains high to the deep blue sea, may all beings live happy and free. Feel the drum of the earth our feet, feel the voices of all life in our rhythm and beat. Every soul has a story, everyone has a song. The world glows brighter when we all get along. May all beings live happy and free. May all beings live happy and free. From the mountains high to the deep blue sea, may all beings live happy and free. Thank you.
all share the divine spark.
Welcome, Alice. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Marlene. I love to listen to and participate in your shows whenever possible. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And can you please tell us about NARD 16, National Animal Rights Day? What is it and what are the events?
National Animal Rights Day is a global annual event honoring the billions of animals who lose their lives each year and promoting a shift toward a more compassionate world. NARD events take place in cities around the world, and they include a memorial ceremony, a rally, and community outreach to inspire awareness and action. People can find out more information at thenard.org. And again, NARD just stands for National Animal Rights Day. So there is a Declaration of Animal Rights that we read at the events.
Are the NARD events most often held in the city squares?
It depends. It depends on the city. You know, again, it's happening around the world, so each individual organizer is responsible for where it's happening. In the case of San Francisco, which is the event that I'm organizing, we will be holding it at probably the most prominent location in San Francisco for activism, and that is Civic Center Plaza, right in front of City Hall.
Thank you, Alice. And before we start hearing about the San Francisco event happening on June 7th, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, certainly. And thank you for asking. Well, my name is Alice D, and I'm a vegan author, nutritional healer, chef with a scientific background. I've also been a longtime animal liberation activist, and I've been vegan for 26 years and vegetarian for 20 years before that. My activism work primarily focuses on freeing animals from systems of exploitation and helping people reconnect with compassion through food, ethics, health, and ecological awareness. I've written 19 books on veganism, nutritional healing, food forests, animal rights, and various other relevant topics. And this year, I'm organizing the 2026 National Animal Rights Day in San Francisco event, just like I did last year when we spoke about it. And this is where our Bay Area animal rights vegan community comes together to honor the animals and envision a more peaceful world. My background includes running vegan restaurants, founding the grassroots activism group We Care About Animals, which people can join their associated Facebook group of the same name, and also working closely with many activist organizations in the Bay Area to advance total liberation for all sentient beings. So I've worked with Direct Action Everywhere, the SAVE Movement, Anonymous for the Voiceless, in addition to the We Care About Animals group that I founded.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Yes, so let's hear some of the details of the San Francisco chapter of NARD 16, the 16th Annual National Animal Rights Day.
Ah, right. Well, NARD 16 will begin with our annual rally, and this features some of the most respected voices in the animal liberation movement. We're honored to welcome Dr. Will Tuttle, the world-famous author of The World Peace Diet, Zoe Rooster Rosenberg of Direct Action Everywhere and Happy Hen Sanctuary, who has recently been dealing with charges related to a rescue. And so her trial was quite a spectacle. Also, Leah Wilburn of In Defense of Animals, who's a wonderful speaker and an activist. And Mayoko Shinner, a celebrity and founder of Rancho Compassion and a pioneer in vegan food innovation. And after the rally, we're going to be holding a march around Civic Center Plaza. This is intended to provide people with a visual, people in the area with a visual of our commitment to the movement. We'll have banners and posters and signs, etc. And then finally, we're going to be holding a moving ceremony. And I have to say, this is one of the things that really touched me last year. We had officiants, Dr. Tuttle, myself, and Reverend Yamada from his Animal Liberation Sanctuary. And we had images of animals that we honored, you know, as a group, considered their lives. And we'll also be specially featuring a new song called that's based on an old Buddhist prayer, and it's called May All Beings Live Happy and Free by Lady Peace, Sister Soul, and Grateful Airplane, that is dedicated to animal liberation and the happiness of all sentient beings. So it is a very extraordinary, beautiful song, and it's been receiving a lot of airplay already. So we're hoping that that others will be touched by this music that is by made by vegan artists.
I really, really love it. And thanks to Lady Peace, Sister Soul, and Grateful Airplane. Thank you all.
Right. Yeah, we're so thrilled that they came together with that. And also, you know, really, NARD 16 is just a blend of activism, education, empowerment, and remembrance. And so it's a day when we honor the animals, uplift the movement, and then finally inspire people to go out and take meaningful action in the world.
Yes, and that's quite a lineup of powerful activists you have there, Lear and Miyoko, Will and Zoe.
That's just a few. Yes, we have a whole roster of 20 activists who will be speaking. So those are probably the ones that people know the best, but everyone has done considerable amount of work for the movement.
Wow. Thank you all. That's great. Well, Alice, I'd like to also talk about some more items within the Animal Liberation Authentic Vegan movement. And so in the context of NARD and the broader liberation movement, how do you see the connection between personal awakening and collective awakening?
Well, personal awakening really is, really they're inseparable. I think that every major shift and shift in consciousness and in behavior in human history begins with certain individuals who suddenly see what they have previously overlooked. Whether we're talking the civil rights movement, the women's liberation movement, etc. When someone finally awakens, in this case, when someone finally awakens to the suffering of animals and their compassion is ignited, they're not just changing their diet, they're changing their perception of reality. They're changing the way that their heart responds to the suffering of animals in farms and other facilities where animals are trapped and killed, abused, or exploited. They're not just changing their diet. They're changing their perception of reality. They're opening their heart to suffering and basically committing to saying that it's just not okay. And I think that inner shift ripples outward. It affects how they treat other people, how they treat creatures, how they engage with food systems and other systems that might possibly harm or abuse animals, and then how they understand justice, fairness. Collective awakening for me is simply the accumulation of millions of personal awakenings. Each individual that suddenly says, ah, yes, I should live vegan, is a part of the overall collective awakening. So NARD exists to help catalyze that process, to help people feel the truth that has been hidden from them, and to recognize that compassion is not a private virtue, but a societal force for good, and that we can join together as activists to make a real change, not just in our lives, but in the lives of others.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alice. In your view, why does the animal liberation movement remain the missing piece in so many social justice conversations?
Oh, another important question. Gosh, you know, it is amazing how infrequently animal liberation is mentioned among those who are generally aware of social justice. And I think this is because it challenges the deepest, oldest hierarchy on Earth. And that is the belief that humans have the right to dominate other beings. Most social justice movements address inequalities within the human species. But animal liberation asks us to question the very foundation of dominance itself. And I think that's a much bigger leap for a lot of people to make. It requires requires lifestyle changes, humility, introspection, and a willingness to dismantle old habits that currently feel normal. I think until we address the root idea that humans can dominate other beings and that the strong can exploit the vulnerable, just as women were exploited for so many decades, we will continue to recreate oppression in new forms. And one of those forms is as we see on farms, as we see in breeding facilities, as we see in animal testing facilities. I mean, animal liberation is really not separate from human liberation. It's just the blueprint for it. It is the blueprint for us all to be free. We need to also feel free, our fellow creatures.
We're listening to Alice D., the organizer for the San Francisco chapter of the 16th annual National Animal Rights Day, NARD 16. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break and then we'll continue our conversation with Alice D. From the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Let's continue our conversation with Alice D., the organizer for NARD 16, the National Animal Rights Day in San Francisco. What does true liberation look like to you, not just for animals, but for humanity?
I think really for me, true liberation is the end of domination as a worldview. It's a shift from hierarchy to harmony, from extraction to reciprocity, or based on concepts like the Golden Rule, from fear to compassion. And for animals, liberation means freedom from cages, chains, and commodification, from exploitation, from the use of their bodies and from killing them. I think for humans, though, liberation means freedom from the psychological and spiritual damage caused by participating in violence. When we stop harming others, we stop harming ourselves. We are all connected. We are all part of the web of life. And at some deep spiritual level, we are interbeing. And so liberation is not just a political project. It's a transformation of consciousness. You know, we're all really doing this together as a community, as a culture, as a growing global consciousness. You know, the good news is that awareness of the movement is growing. Events like NARD are helping to raise that awareness in the general public. And more people are recognizing that the way we treat animals is inseparable from the health of our communities, our ecosystems, and our own internal moral integrity. Events like NARD help accelerate that awakening by bringing these truths into public consciousness.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alice. Thank you very much. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages can you leave with our listeners?
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, we've experienced some very unusual things recently. For example, the 2021 sort of time frame post-COVID, when the global human population experienced unprecedented mandates on itself. These made many people, freedom-loving people, very, very, very nervous. This was In our view, for a free population, it was unconscionable. This was also anti-vegan because authentic veganism is founded upon freedom. So I would just like to mention that if you felt uncomfortable during those years when your freedom was impinged upon, how do you think the animals feel when they're trapped in farms, whether they're factory farms or family farms? They're still facilities of exploitation, of harm, of commodification, of real lives that many people care about. You know, also, of course, is the whole suffering of laboratory animals. And I think this has, you know, come into greater awareness. And millions of animals are used in biomedical research each year. And yet their lives and experience rarely enter public conversation, even during times when science, and I am a scientist, is at the center of global attention. So I think veganism is rooted in the principle of freedom from exploitation and harm. And when we overlook animals used in research or farming, we're overlooking a major pillar of animal suffering. So I think the movement is really ready to broaden the conversation beyond food systems, although certainly that's important, and that's where a lot of animals are harmed and die. But, you know, the talk about animals in labs, in entertainment, in breeding facilities, and in testing is definitely a whole part of the vegan conversation. So I think history shows that when we don't question systems of harm, they repeat themselves and expand. So we really need to bring these issues into the light and start building a compassionate, transparent, and ethical future together.
Thank you, Alice. I do believe that NARD 16, the 16th Annual National Animal Rights Day, is leading that way into a truly compassionate world. Thank you.
Thank you.
And would you like to recap some of the facts of NARD 16 happening worldwide in your event in San Francisco?
Yes, certainly. Our event in San Francisco will take place on June 7th, as will all the events around the world. We have set up from 12 to 1, and then from 1 o'clock, we'll start with the speakers first. And we'll have some, as I said, mentioned some amazing speakers, including Dr. Will Tuttle of the World Peace Diet, who will be our keynote speaker. Then we'll move into a march, and we'll have signs and posters and so on in our event. And then finally, the memorial ceremony, which I think the events are powerful, and I really encourage you to look up one of the local events in your area. I think there's about over 80 events happening now around the world. So look for your local event and try to make it out. You know, this is a way for you to start, for you to get connected with people who really care about animals like you do, and bring awareness to the general public. And those are linked at thenard.org.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for all you do, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Marlene, and the same to you. Thank you so much for raising awareness publicly about veganism and for having me on your show. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. For our listeners, I'd like to let you know that during the break, we heard the song Pig Song by Will Tuttle. And at the start of the program, we heard May All Beings Live Happy and Free. And that was by Lady Peace, Sister Soul, and Grateful Airplane.
Isn't that sweet? Oh, my gosh. Lady Peace has such a lovely voice, and she just, the songwriter was just so sympathetic to the cause. So it really is a beautiful piece. And in fact, Lady Peace has an entire album that she dedicated. And interestingly, she used the style of Dr. Tuttle and his wife, Madeline. He does beautiful improvisational piano pieces, and his wife plays the flute. And so they play together and perform together in public, a lot of times in association with his talks on veganism. So what Lady Peace did with this album was she took that general style and then had her songwriter, which I consulted with in order to try to make sure that everything was authentic, write an entire album of songs from the perspective of animals that are being harmed or abused or in farms. It is so powerful. Music has that means of kind of getting into your soul. Mm. And honestly, these pieces are really profound. The whole album is called Liberation.
Oh.
And it's about animals desiring liberation. So it's very powerful.
This is Not Your Mother, Not Your Milk by Lady Peace from her album Liberation.
I am not your mother. My milk is not yours to drink. White lies in each glass. Why don't you think my stolen baby cries? This mother's screams torn apart for ice cream. Just milk, indecent theft, nothing natural left. Not your mother, not your milk, not your sorrow, chain me down, force impregnated and defiled. Then they stole my child, a cycle cruel, a story old. My heart breaks as his milk is sold. Veal crates tight, no room to stand.
Let's go out with Kindness Returns by Lady Peace.
A word like a feather floats in the air. A smile like sunlight, it's everywhere. The ripples spread, the circles grow. What you give away is what you'll know. The wheel turns round, it never stalls. The law of karma catches all. Kindness returns, it's a boomerang flight. What you send out comes back just right. Do unto others, it's golden.
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to Alice D, Nard 16, and the vegan musicians and all the activists. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Love.